Welcome home.
What's up, bitches?
Hey, everybody. How are we?
How y'all feeling today, man? Y'all feel good? I feel good.
Episode 21 in 2021.
Yeah, we out here, man. You feel me? We made it through 2020.
Yeah.
Everything pretty much still the same, but there's more hope, more potential.
I guess.
For this to be a good year.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's young yet.
We're at the beginning.
We are at the beginning. That is.
You know, there's been some shit going on, but that's neither here nor there, I guess. All that shit aside, has the potential to become a very good year.
That being said, to all our new listeners, welcome home. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Make sure you share Welcome Home. Spread it. Go on social medias. Follow us at Welcome Home Pods.
Like, comment, and repost everything you see. If it is from 812 Media or the Welcome Home Podcast, I want y'all to spread that shit like a wildfire. You feel me? The world needs to know.
Yeah.
We're giving out high quality content here, guys.
Yeah. And if you'd like to show your support for the Welcome Home Podcast, a great way to do that is just by giving us a repost. That really helps us out. We really appreciate that. You can also check out the link to our Patreon in our episode description. You can get some really cool perks with supporting us through Patreon. So definitely go check that out. All right. Episode 21.
21
Savage. Good.
2021,
of course.
What's 9 plus 10?
11?
21.
Oh, okay. 21, the basketball game.
Okay. Blackjack.
Blackjack.
You gotta be 21 to buy cigarettes and you do have to alcohol be 20. And vapes.
I forgot they changed the age to 21.
Yeah, right after we turned 21, luckily.
What else?
Decorate your blogger red tape, phone them sliding every day, bunch of hollow, spitting out the Glock.
Okay, I don't want that kind of outburst again.
You never heard 21 by Polo G?
I have heard it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, nice. It's a good way to kick off episode 21 here.
Yeah, for sure.
How have you been lately?
Just been cooling, man. You feel me? Actually, today, I got a new job that'll start tomorrow. So if you guys, you know, need anything moved, if you're moving, go hit up Pack Horse Moving. We out here. You feel me? It's the takeover, baby. We just gonna move everything like how I've done my whole life. Just moving shit.
And you had your interview over FaceTime.
I did. He tried to do it on Zoom, but the Zoom wasn't working, and Indeed wasn't working. But it's a really interesting situation. This guy hit me up and basically was like, yo, I want you to work for me through Indeed. So like, I don't know who this guy is, but I was like, all right, what's up? We had a FaceTime interview, which he was very excited about me willing to work for him. He just kept talking about all of my experience and like asking me how the other companies I worked for kind of did things. And like, he was real excited. Yeah.
Good for you. That's fun.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. You feel me?
Hopefully it's a good John.
Yeah. I think it'll be all right. What have you been up to?
Well, let me just tell you.
Okay.
I've been excited to talk to you about this for a number of days.
Okay.
There has recently been a new porn site that just launched.
Excuse me.
There's a new porn site that just launched.
Okay.
It's called Discovery Plus.
Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it has all episodes of The Pioneer Woman.
Okay. So it's not a porn site. It's the Discovery Channel, I'm assuming. Maybe it's app?
The Discovery Network. So it's like Food Network, Discovery, Animal Planet, fucking HGTV.
Really? I'm a big fan of HGTV, actually.
A&E, TLC.
Old movies.
A&E's got some stuff.
Oh, old movies. Same with the other one you just said.
TLC?
Yeah, old movies.
Not old movies.
That's all that's on those channels, but...
It's all that's on those channels are reality shows, pal.
Oh, TLC? No, I was thinking about something else. I fuck with TLC.
Yeah.
That's the show with all the midgets on it. What's the other one you said?
A&E.
A&E is deaf old movies.
No, A&E has got like Intervention, I think, and Hoarders maybe, and...
Oh, First 48.
Yeah, First 48, Storage Wars.
Okay, okay. So what the fuck am I thinking of?
I don't know.
All right, whatever.
So yeah, let me just tell you, I've been watching a lot of Reed Drummond lately, and I've been going through a lot of sticks of butter.
Well, that's not healthy, but you can't just eat butter to cope with you not being able to be with Reed Drummond.
No, I'm not eating it.
I beg your pardon. What exactly are you doing with this butter, Griff?
You need lubrication, pal.
I am absolutely appalled at you that you would even... What? Griff! What the fuck, Griff? What the fuck,
Griff? You should hear the way she talks to me, bud.
The way she talks to the TV camera that's filming her cooking show? Her family-friendly cooking show? No. She probably doesn't even say the word but.
Listen, her husband is a sassy motherfucker. He does not treat her the way she deserves. He gives her so much fucking lip, and nothing she does is ever good enough for him. He's gotta go.
But what are you trying to tell me here?
What do you mean? I'm telling you about this new porn site. You need a subscription.
I will not be getting one. I will not. I can watch HGTV whenever the fuck I want.
It has the entire Pioneer Woman catalog, all 25 seasons.
25 seasons? Hold on, what?
Yeah, she's been on the air since 2011, I think.
That doesn't add up at all.
What do you mean?
That math is completely incorrect, bud. How the fuck do you get 25 seasons in, what, 10 years?
She's a workhorse.
How the fuck do you get 25 seasons in 10 years? That's more than 2 seasons a year.
Exactly.
How, bud?
She's got a lot of recipes.
Is it still on?
Yeah, it's still on. The 25th season is the one that they filmed at home with, like, COVID and shit.
Really?
Yeah, it's on Discovery Plus. It's on this site.
Well, I will not be watching it. What the hell is your problem, Griff?
I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal site. I've been watching fucking Unwrapped on there as well.
With what's his name?
Mark Summers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, big Mark Summers fan.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea who he is. Okay. That's gross, bud. Don't. It's one thing to tell me, all right? You don't need to let the fans know that you jerk off with butter.
Only when I'm watching Ree.
There should never be an only. You shouldn't use butter. You can't do that, pal. What does Aaron have to say when she gives you a blowjob and your dick tastes like a goddamn movie theater popcorn?
That's the old trick, though, right? Like, you cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn in the movie theater and you...
Have you ever done that?
Well, no.
So what the fuck makes you think that that's a good... But, no. Bad plans, pal. Bad plans.
So the kid from the Reddit last episode can fuck a block of cheese and...
No, I was just as upset with him as I am with you. I'm extremely upset with both of you.
Do you understand that this site has all of the episodes of the Pioneer Woman?
I understand what you're saying to me, bud. I really do.
So what do you want me to do?
Not masturbate to it. That's literally like the only problem with what you got going on, pal. You can't beat your dick to cooking shows. This isn't a goddamn episode of South Park. I don't know what you think this is. You can't do it, pal. And you, especially you can't do it with fucking butter. One, it's a waste of good butter that you could cook with, okay? Two, it's extremely unsanitary. And I'm sure, like I mentioned, not good for you down there. Alright? So, as a whole, I'm gonna have to ask that you, A, never do that again. Alright, B, never tell the fans about it again if you do decide to do it. C, I really don't want to know either, so you don't have to tell me again if you do decide to avoid A. Alright, let's just make sure we stick to B and C. It's a bad way to start this episode off, pal. We're trying to build a goddamn fan base here, and you want to beat your dick with butter to a goddamn... It's probably rated G for general audiences. You could put that on while a baby is sleeping, and you're over there tugging your fucking Johnson to it. I don't know what your problem is, pal. What the fuck? Oh my gosh. God damn it.
This is so much content.
Bud, that's not content.
What do you mean?
It's goddamn television.
Exactly.
No. You beat your dick to SpongeBob?
No.
Alright, so why do you do it to the Pioneer Woman?
What do you think?
Would you beat your dick to Rachel Ray?
No, that's Rob's girl.
No, not anymore. She broke his heart when she got pregnant while he was like 8. But that's just, I really am not, I'm really upset with you for that, pal. Alright.
They got the fucking series where Bobby Flay and Giada take off and have an affair in Italy.
What?
Yeah, they got a series where
Bobby Flay and the Jihad go to fucking Italy.
Giada.
Who the fuck is she?
I send you her Instagram stuff all the time.
What's her Instagram name?
Giada De Laurentiis.
With a G?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I might know who you're talking about. Griff sends me mostly random Instagram accounts.
Not that random.
That he finds.
Not that random.
A lot of actors and things that...
They're all accounts I follow, so not that random. Her.
Bad face.
What do you mean?
She's got a big mouth.
Right here, there's the post about it.
Bobby and Giada in Italy. I don't really care.
I'm just saying, that's on there. Italy. All the programs that are on this site, is over 55,000 episodes.
Most of that means absolutely nothing to me, if you want me to be completely honest with you.
Did I mention they have the Pioneer Woman?
That's what you led with.
Okay, yeah. Moving on. You've been getting any pussy lately?
No. No, actually. No, not really.
Why not?
I don't know, man. Fresh home from, you know, my vacation. I had to, get right.
Damn.
Can't, I don't got time for whores right now. Yeah, I got some, like, when I first came home, you feel me? And then just kind of been chilling, kind of focusing on me right now, trying to get myself back to a good position.
I respect it.
Yeah.
All right, well, you want to get into our Reddit referrals for this episode?
Yeah, what do we got? What are the people talking about?
We got two really good ones.
Okay.
Let's lead off here.
All right, what do we got?
My most intense orgasm.
All right.
Earlier this year, I had my most intense orgasm.
Good for you.
I was in the middle of a Zoom class when my teacher was teaching her philosophy class.
Okay.
Her webcam is at an angle where I can only see her torso. Her boyfriend was shouting at her to come to the kitchen in an emergency, and she rushed out of her chair. The thing is, when she jumped out, she hit her desk and the webcam's angle changed where we could see the whole body. And when she ran through the door, we could see her butt-ass nude, her pussy lips flopping like 2-week-old Subway turkey sandwich.
That's gross.
Her boyfriend played a prank on her, I think, and he called her over just to slap her ass or finger her or something. And she left in such a hurry, she forgot she was unmuted. I think the boyfriend fingered her or something because she let out a big scream and, oh my god, I'm in class. She came back in around 2 minutes, and by that time, I was about ready to nut. My camera was angled to only see my face, so I thought I was clear. The reality was that she came back super embarrassed to see that her mic and camera were exposing her, and also saw my whopping load of cum shoot straight up and land back down on my nose. My crush saved a screenshot and posted it to her story.
All right. That's super weird.
Which part?
Well, all right. Let's start off in the beginning. The teacher should not be teaching naked. That's just, I think, like, common. You're a teacher, you probably shouldn't be naked just in case there are any technical difficulties.
Sure.
As teachers so often have.
Yeah.
So that was just bad planning on her part. Dude telling the story, that's kind of weird, bro. I feel like masturbating to somebody without their, like, not without their knowledge, but, like, that's, like, basically the equivalent almost of, like, you sitting on the bus and beating your dick because you see a pretty girl. Like, it's just, like, weird. You're in class looking at your teacher. Like, you didn't need to masturbate right there, bro. You feel me? You could have waited until class was over.
You've never beat your dick in class?
No, I can honestly say that I have not.
Really?
Yes. Have you?
I'm gonna invoke my Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate myself.
Jesus Christ. Nah, I have never... I don't know where the weirdest place I've ever beat my dick was, but, like, most of the time it's in my house alone. You feel me? Usually not in public. I don't know why you would do that. And then, you know, you came on your own face. So that's just kind of like what you get almost. And the fact that your crush posted the picture is hilarious. In my opinion. Because, yeah, that shit's all over for it. I don't know, man. He'll be alright.
Fair enough. Alright, get ready for this next one.
Jesus.
My son masturbates to me / my underwear / my pictures.
What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is... What?
It has been the third time I have caught my son directly and indirectly masturbating to me in some shape or form. I've tried to just ignore it and not think about it much, but it hasn't worked out, and I don't think I can tell my husband since it'll make things awkward for him and my son. My son is a teen, and I get that, like most boys, he's horny and whatnot, and this is how I brushed off the first occurrence. I walked in on him masturbating since his door was open, and I honestly didn't think he was in there. I saw him masturbating, which is okay, but I did see a bra in his face and underwear in his hand, which he was masturbating. masturbating with. I immediately stepped out and closed the door and apologized and just walked away to give him his personal time or whatever. A minute after, I thought of the underwear and had a strong feeling it was mine. It was my more exciting set, and I took a look in my wardrobe to see if they were there, and they were not. It was obvious that he was using mine. Then I knew for sure, but eventually dismissed it as him just using it because it's a woman's underwear and not because it's my underwear. The second time again to my underwear, and this time a picture of me as well. I also overheard him referring to me, his mother, while masturbating, and other various comments about my body. I was very surprised and confused this time. He didn't notice me notice him, and I just left him alone to do whatever. That was 3 days ago, and I've been thinking about talking to him about it, my husband or maybe a therapist or something. Today is the third time I caught him, again without him noticing, and I just had to ease my mind doing something, so I figured sharing online would help. I'm very unsure as to why he masturbates to me. I'm not overly attractive or sexual myself, but I hope it's because he just finds me attractive and is confused, rather than him liking me too much as my son. I'm unsure what to do. I hope this helps my own mind, and maybe someone can give me some advice. Dolan, can you give this mother some advice?
No. No, I cannot. I have no experience in the masturbating to mothers department. I really am not even a big fan of the stepmom porn.
Jake said the same thing.
Yeah, like, it's just kind of like, what are you doing, bro? Like, it's kind of like the same thing with the last one. I just feel like there's something off. Like, it's weird. Like, what are you doing, bro? You feel me? What are you doing? And I feel like the fact that she just keeps catching him and not saying anything is like almost the plot of a stepmom porn. And I don't really like that. I feel like you should have probably said something about it the first time. Like, yo, bro, don't use my panties anymore. Like, use some lotion or something. And then, you know, whatever, you let the panties slide. Then you caught him with a picture and the panties and heard him talking. Like, you gotta cut it off. You feel me? You can't just keep giving him his personal space because he's obviously doing the wrong things in it. Like, you gotta make something shake there. You feel me? You gonna have to talk to him like, yo, man, you can't be doing that. And, you know, I don't know where you live. Maybe I'll get down like that, but, like, you gotta get him right. That's a bad job. Like, why the fuck? Why you ain't say nothing to him? You decided to tell the entire world on the internet instead of just being like, yo, bro, don't do that. Like, what? Why wouldn't you just talk to him, you fucking weirdo? Whatever.
So who's more at fault here, the son or the mother?
Honestly, probably the mother. Because, like, the son is probably just on some, like, stepmom Pornhub type shit. Just, like, he sees it and is like, ooh, maybe this is it. But, like, it's the mom's job to be like, bro, this not the fuck that. You feel me? Like, that's just not something that, like, goes on, you mean? That's not something you need to tolerate. That's something you need to get out of there early. That's a bad job. You're letting it get too far. Next thing you know, you're gonna wake up and he gonna be doing it over top of you, and then you ain't gonna know what the fuck to do. It's gonna be bad for everybody involved. Trying to tell you, you need to tell young boy, yo, cut that shit out. You need to turn that shit all the way off in his head. Punch him in the mouth or something. I don't know. You gotta do something to young boy, cause that's not it. How you feel about the situation, Griff?
But I don't think there's anything more I could add to that. I think you said it all.
Yeah, that's a bad job.
Well, shit. Alright, that's gonna wrap up our Reddit referrals for this week.
Alright.
Just sticking with two, and we got two questions coming up as well.
Are they good ones?
I hope so.
All right, let's get it.
All right, let's start with this one.
All right.
What is your dream date?
My dream date?
Yes.
You go first.
Okay.
So I gotta think. I'm very romantic, you feel me?
Are you?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
I'd say for me, maybe like, how far do you think it is from California to Hawaii, like a flight?
2-3 hours.
Okay.
Max.
So maybe like, if you're living on the West Coast, you know, you have a romantic, like, candlelight and rose petals and shit, like on the beach or something, drinking some fine wine, champagnes maybe.
Okay. Is this in LA or Hawaii?
Just the West Coast at this point. Just so the West Coast. Yeah, just call it California.
Okay.
Good smoke, good drink, good view, good woman.
Okay.
And then after we're finished dessert, and good meal, good food,
mm-hmm.
of course.
Mm-hmm.
But then after we're finished dessert, hop on a jet or something, go over to Hawaii, catch like a fire show or a luau or something.
Okay.
you know, get some kind of nice ass hut on the water or the beach if they have those, and fuck the night away.
Okay. All right. I can dig it. I think, honestly, I would want to, like, for me, like, making the girl who I'm with kind of, like, making her dream date come true. So I feel like it would probably consist of, like, you know, we go to, like, a nice dinner or something, some fancy restaurant, maybe a movie or some shit, maybe a, like a club or something, I don't know, some reason for her to be all fancy, dressed up, looking good and all that. And I would, like, you know, decorate a little hotel room or something, do that, the little shit they be doing on Instagram and shit, you know,
like the chocolates on the toilet.
No, like on the toilet. No, like, you know, like, rose petals everywhere. I'd probably do blue John stuff. Yeah, like, you know, flowers everywhere and shit. Probably some chocolates, not on the toilet. I don't know. I don't know where the fuck you got that one from, but maybe, like, you know, the little heart box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Maybe that on a bed. And, you know, just, like, play some music she likes. Probably, like, let her play, like, some Jhené Aiko or, like, some Kehlani or some shit. Some SZA, you know. I don't know what the bitches listen to. I'm assuming they not go play, like, City Girls and Megan Thee Stallion.
They might.
And if they do, fuck it. You mean, that's cool, too. I like seeing people happy. And so, like, if I'm on a date, it's obviously with a girl who I find attractive and, like, I have interest in, so I would like to make her happy and see her, like, you know, smiling and, like, happy. I like happiness. I like making people happy.
Nice.
That makes me happy.
That's a good answer.
I would do all that, you know, big teddy bears and all that.
Sure.
Flowers and shit, room service, because I feel like that's fancy.
It is fancy.
Get some ice cream or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, light shit, player shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I've been on, like, this goddamn intermediate fasting is what you call it,
when you don't eat and then eat and then don't eat and then eat.
Yeah,
I do that all the time.
So, like, I only eat from noon to 8.
Okay.
You know, the midnight munchies really be fucking me up.
Yeah, almost every night I drive to A Plus and get, like, an ice cream sandwich and some snacks. I love ice cream. That shit is so good.
Yeah, like, I don't even have to look at the clock. I can just tell by how I'm feeling. Like, I start to get antsy and want some food. I'm like, it must be about midnight, and sure enough,
I'm getting hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, alright. What's the next question?
Okay, this one will be interesting.
Alright, let's get it.
What is the nastiest thing you've ever given / received in bed?
Again, I would like you to go first.
Okay.
Okay.
Mine's not really too nasty.
You're vanilla, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. We just have good sex.
That's, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
The one thing, I guess, that came to my mind is tried 69 in one time.
Okay. All right.
Again, not that nasty, but, you know.
Yeah.
It goes out there for us in my relationship.
Right. That's nasty for you guys. I get it. I understand. I live a little bit different of a lifestyle.
Yeah. And before you get into it, let me just say I thoroughly enjoyed good John.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. I'm glad that was pleasurable for you.
Do you not like it?
Not really.
Really?
I feel like when I eat the pussy good, it kind of, like, distracts the girl a little bit. And I feel like she doesn't do as good of a job sucking my dick. Honestly, in my experience, I've probably 69 like 2 or 3 times. Yeah, I do. I live, like, a different kind of lifestyle, I guess, than a lot of people. I don't know how to exactly word it. I've lived a life, okay? I've done a lot of things. Gosh, I mean, I can't think of, like, a top nastiest thing. I can think of, like, a top, like, 3 that I feel like are all kind of, like, different.
Okay, well, go for it. Share away. The people love to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they do. So I've ran probably like 3 trains on different girls. That's always an experience. And, like, I would consider a train to be a girl getting fucked by multiple people.
Or a guy. A guy could get trained.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know, but I don't
train guys.
I don't fuck guys. I don't really do much with them besides smoke weed. But anyway, I've been involved in a couple trains in my day. I don't consider... All right, I do. I do consider 2 guys and 1 girl a train. Even though I know it's technically just a 3-way, I feel like it's a train. I've had 2 different girls actually on 2 separate occasions throw up on my dick. Neither was a fun time. I don't want to go into, like, you know, graphic detail. But they bit off more than they could chew. And it didn't turn out well for them, I guess. And then I also... I don't know if this is, like, nasty. It was weird to me. Like, it was an experience. I was like, what the fuck? But this girl, like, I don't know. I guess she didn't want to fuck me. So I was, like, about to leave. And she was like, all right, I'm going to come with you. And I was like, well, like, honestly, if you're not going to let me fuck, there's, like, no reason. Like, I'm just going to go beat my dick and go to sleep. And she looked at me and was like, can I watch? And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, I want to, like, watch you masturbate. And I was like, okay. And
what?
And then, yeah, I mean, you know, it happened. She helped a little bit, but not, like, she didn't do a lot. She didn't even, like, suck my dick. It was just, like, she just kind of, like, watched me beat my dick.
Where?
My house.
Like, and that wasn't weird for you?
It was kind of weird. I'm telling you, it was kind of weird.
Like, were you watching porn? Or?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I was. That she put on. She picked out the porn.
Jesus.
I was, like, on Twitter looking at ass. And then she was like, huh, this boring or whatever, and found a fucking video. And yeah, I mean, it was kind of weird. It was kind of weird. I came, she gave me a towel to clean myself up.
Did she thank you?
No, we just went to sleep.
Together?
Yeah, I mean, not like together, but like she was there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Good for you.
I guess, I don't know.
That's a classic Nolan story for you right there.
Yeah, I like to do things so that I can say I did them, you feel me? I have a lot of experiences under my belt.
That you do.
I've done a lot in my 22 years of life. Whole lot. Every time I think about that, I kind of like almost felt violated. Like, it was just weird. I don't know if I would do it again. It was weird.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, I guess. Like, it wasn't as weird as I thought it would be, but it was an experience.
Okay.
Would you consider that nasty?
I don't know how I would classify it. Just uncomfortable, I guess. This is just not how I expected the story to go.
Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on. I don't know. You're the first person I've told that story to.
Oh, it's a Welcome Home exclusive.
Yeah, nobody else knows about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got another one of those. We had one way back when.
Really? What was it?
When I pissed myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anybody wants to know that story, you gotta listen to episode 21 of Welcome Home. The only place you'll find it.
That's what I'm gonna keep in the vault for a rainy day.
Jesus.
It's a last resort party story.
Oh, that's why we love these questions.
Yeah.
Make sure to send in your questions and or topics of discussion through Instagram on our DMs. Just send them on over to us. Submit any question you'd like us to answer. All right. Now, this is what I got up for our topic of discussion.
What do you have in mind? Because I had something I wanted to run by you as well.
Oh, well, run it by.
What do you think happens when we die?
In what way?
Like, what do you think happens? Like, where do we go? What happens? I'll give you a little more background. Okay. I started a show earlier on Netflix called Surviving Death.
Okay.
Which is, I guess, like, it talks about people's near-death experiences. I didn't get that far into it. I got to, like, the second episode.
Okay.
But basically, there's kind of like this almost like normal, if you have a near-death experience, this is what happens. And a lot of them have like similar themes and like aspects. You feel me? So the lady who, I guess, like the first story on the show or whatever, who started it off, she was kayaking or some shit and she almost fucking drowned. Well, she did. She fucking drowned. And she was dead underwater for 30 minutes.
Jesus.
And like, she like said she didn't feel any pain or anything, but she like watched her body kind of float away down the river. But she was there. And then there were like people or like spirits or like whatever the fuck. There were figures there that she recognized, and they were leading her through this pathway, like this field with all these flowers and shit, into this big gated dome type area. And she said she felt like really safe and comfortable, like she was at home, and she didn't want to go. But then she was watching the people pull her body out the river, and then the people she was with were like, yo, it's not your time, you gotta go. And she was like, fuck. And then she came back to life. She said she was like purple and shit. So she like almost got to heaven from the way she describes the story. You feel me? And then I know somebody who has had a near-death experience as well. And I started talking to her about it. And she described almost an exact same kind of scenario where she could see her body being driven away, but she was still there, and there were people that were taking her through a field to an area that she felt very safe and at home at. And like, just got me thinking, it's not just all over when you die.
A lot heavier than I was anticipating.
Yeah, it's a doozy. I'm just saying, what do you think happens when you die? Like, what is your personal belief? Like, when I die, this is going to happen. You think you're going to be reincarnated? Do you think you're going to be a ghost? Do you think you're just going to go to heaven? Do you think your body just sits there and deteriorates? It's the end of the end? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I would like to think my spirit could come back and live as something else.
Okay.
Like a lot of people, I don't necessarily like to think about my mortality just because I have so much living left I want to do. I would say that I would like my spirit to be able to continue to live on in some way, whether that be reincarnated as a squirrel or a baby or a dog or an eagle. I would like to think that I will never be gone.
Is that what you believe, or is that just what you would like to think? Is that just what you're, like, comfortable thinking? Do you really believe that to be the case? Do you believe that when you die, you will be reincarnated? Or do you just, like, think it would be cool?
If I had, like, pick an outcome, I would pick that. I believe that, you know, we're gone. We're flesh.
So you really believe it's just all over?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would like to believe in the idea of my spirit continuing on in some way, shape, or form.
If you would like to believe in it, why don't you believe in it?
If you just look at science, I guess, right? Like, that is that.
To a point.
Believing that something else happens when you die is a sense of spirituality. It's something that you grasp onto to believe in, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, while that's great and comforting and helpful, like at the same time, there's a reality in there somewhere.
What's stopping that from being the reality?
I mean, I guess science, proof, evidence, knowing it for yourself.
There's no real, like, proof or evidence with this, what I'm talking about.
Well, exactly.
There was this other lady who, like, died during giving birth or some shit. I forget. I think it was two stories that I'm putting together, honestly. I think one might have been getting brain surgery and one might have been giving birth. But the woman, like, was dead. You feel me? Flatlined on the hospital monitor. Dead. No brain activity. No heartbeat. Probably for not that long. Probably for, like, 5 minutes or something. But she was dead. So all her senses, according to science, should have been dead. She remembered things about, like, the type of tools they were using in her surgeries and things that she should not have been able to remember. She knew about. She knew what doctor was standing where while she was dead.
I have no explanation for that or no retort for that. That is that individual's experience.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have something that is like, oh, hey, I can believe in this. I can believe that this is what happens. I can look at what is factual and be like, okay, well, yeah, obviously, this is factual. I can take that belief and that hope and use it as a comfort to myself. But at the end of the day, you obviously won't know until you know.
Yeah, makes sense. I don't really think we're going to be reincarnated, though.
No?
No. I don't think it's the end of everything either, though. Like, the physical body, yeah, that shit is over for.
Right.
You feel me? Your body's going to decompose. You're going to be a skeleton.
Yeah.
That shit is over. But people have energy. You can tell when, like, certain people walk into rooms and stuff, like, people give off energy. And so the energy can't just, like, vanish. It can't just disappear with the person. I feel like it floats up and, like, grasps onto different things. You feel me? Maybe when I die, my energy might grasp onto, like, a tree by, like, a loved one's house or something like that. And once your energy, you don't have, like, restrictions. Like, I can go from here to LA to Russia to wherever I need to go as an energy ball. You feel me? Just floating invisibly in space.
So I like that too. I like that thought.
Yeah, I think my energy just kind of, like, finds a new place, not, like, overtake a new being.
Right.
I feel like if I were to be reincarnated, like, as a chipmunk or some shit, like, what the fuck am I gonna do as a chipmunk? You feel me? There's nothing I can do as a chipmunk.
You're gonna have to figure it out. It's a new life.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just very interesting to me.
Yeah, it's a good topic. That's nice. That's interesting. Thank you for bringing that to the table.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a good thought. Provoking. Gets the gears turning, of course.
Yeah.
You know, a huge question, obviously, that everybody has, but something to think about. I'm going to have to check out that show.
Yeah, people also say, like, with the safety and comfort feeling people experience, people go into, like, depressions and shit when they come back from near-death experiences. I think all humans are just kind of, like, waiting to die almost. And so once you get to that point, it's kind of like a sigh of relief. You feel me? Like, ah, that chapter's over. Now I can be this other whatever. And then when they come back from being right there, they're like, ah, shit, I gotta deal with this shit again. And it shocks their system or something. But I feel like death is probably the scariest but most comforting thing that any person has to deal with. I'm not afraid to die, you feel me? But, like, I have two requirements, I guess. Like, I don't want it to hurt a lot when I die. Like, I don't want to, like, bleed out and, like, feel all the pain and shit. I would rather just kind of, like, boom, it's all over. And I also don't want my death to be a mystery. I don't want to just be, like, missing or, like, found dead in the woods 4 days later and, like, nobody knows what happens. I would like it to be like, oh, he got hit by a fucking bus and died. Like, I want a definitive, like, okay, this is what happened. But other than that, I'm not really worried about dying.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our topic of discussion for this week.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you die?
Let us know what you guys think, you know, send us DMs, comments, and all that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Dolan, I got a bit of a surprise here for you.
Okay.
I have a new mini segment for Welcome Home.
Okay.
It was an idea pitched to me by Aaron, my girlfriend.
All right, we love Aaron.
Of course, and I think it's going to be fun for the listeners and for you.
Okay.
First of all, want to mention real quick, Dolan Eats, our new web show that we mentioned last episode. Be on the lookout for that on our YouTube coming in February.
Coming right around the corner for y'all, man.
Yes, sir.
And watch me eat some shit.
Yep. But this is our new segment called Dolan Tweets.
Dolan Tweets.
Yes.
Okay.
So one thing Erin noticed about some of your tweets, she finds herself asking why.
Okay.
So she took the liberty of scrolling through your current Twitter.
Okay.
I took the liberty of scrolling through your old Twitter.
Ooh, okay.
And we saved a ton of your tweets.
Okay.
From the past few years.
All right.
So I'm basically just going to read you a couple, just explain it. Simple as that.
Yeah, all right. I'll let you know to the best of my ability.
Let us know why.
Yeah, what I had going on at that point.
Why did you have to tweet this?
Okay, let me know which Twitter it's from too, and like a date if you can.
Yep, I was planning on it.
Okay. I haven't been on my old Twitter in like 3 years.
That is correct. Okay, let's start with this first one here.
All right, what do we got?
June 1st, 2020 at 2:19 p.m.
June 1st.
I'm really on the show. Y'all just the camera crew.
I'm really on the show. Y'all just a camera crew. I have no idea what that is. But to be honest with you, it sounds like I was probably talking shit about somebody who pretends to be in the field and isn't really in the field. Like internet gangsters. That's the only explanation I could think of for that one.
Okay. All right. July 20th, 2020.
July 20th. Okay.
At 8:28 a.m.
Okay.
You don't text a bitch for one day and she get engaged and pregnant.
Yeah. Females move on very, very fast. You know, if you're in the talking stage with a woman and you don't give her what she considers to be adequate attention, she will go find that required attention elsewhere, whether it be in an engagement, pregnancy, or bundle of other dicks. You feel me?
Now, this one's going back.
Okay.
2015.
Oh, fuck.
At 4:11 p.m.
Okay, fresh out of school.
All I've done today is sleep, eat Reese's Puffs, and masturbate. This is how days off from school were meant to be.
Must have been my day off.
It must have been.
Sleep, eat Reese's Puffs, and masturbate. It sounds about right. Good day off back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
September 28th, 2015.
Okay, beginning of the school year.
At 4:16 p.m.
Right, fresh home from school. Makes sense.
Yo, I'm really gonna be 18 in less than 6 months. What the fuck, yo? I'm not ready for all this responsibility shit.
Yeah, I have absolutely no responsibilities still at 23. So I don't know what 17-year-old Dylan was so fucking worried about.
You were really concerned about turning 18. You tweeted about it a lot.
Yeah.
I came across it quite a bit.
I don't know what the fuck I was so worried for. Nothing changes. Like, I don't know.
All right, we'll wrap up with this one here.
Okay.
October 6th, 2015, at 8:28 p.m. In the past 48 hours, I've eaten a breakfast sandwich, half a ham sandwich, and 2 bites of a cheesesteak.
That was just a health update for my followers. Let everybody know I'm, you know, sticking to 3 squares a day.
Right, not eating well.
Not at all. Actually, I was thinking about it earlier, and when I went away recently, I got rid of 3 years worth of very slow progress losing weight.
Oh, yeah.
By not eating, just to eat 3 times a day for 3.5 months and gain all of it back.
Yeah. I've been working out recently in conjunction with my intermediate fasting.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get on that weight loss grind.
Yeah. I told myself I wanted to be healthy and wealthy in 2021, so.
See, the only problem with that is I usually work out to the Pioneer Woman.
We're not talking about that. Jesus.
Get on that stationary bike.
Inappropriate.
All right, that's gonna start to wrap up episode 21. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. To all our new listeners, welcome home, guys. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Come back, see us next episode. Go find us on social medias, Instagram and Twitter at Welcome Home Pods.
Tell everybody you know about this, John. I want y'all to share this episode the same way y'all share everything else. You feel me? You know how you look going through people's stories on Instagram and you see like the same post like 6 times?
Yeah.
I just want to keep seeing this fucking episode. I'm not playing with y'all. Come on, man. Let's get it.
To all our returning listeners, welcome home, homies.
We fuck with y'all.
Thanks for joining us again. make sure to come back for next episode. And you guys too, repost, let everybody know, get the word out. Welcome home,
everybody. I want everybody to know, y'all. I want the world to listen to this.
Go check us out on YouTube. Go on YouTube, search up 812 Media Productions. You can watch some 812 gaming. Got some solo gaming for me on there, some gaming with the both of us, more content coming soon. And like I mentioned, Dolan Eats will be premiering in February 2021. Coming real soon for y'all.
Coming in hot. Yes, hope y'all ready.
Yes, sir. Don't forget to leave us 5 stars, nice written review, all that good stuff. Dolan, some send-off advice for the listeners?
Guys, always keep a smile on your face. Even if times are hard, just smile through it. You mean make the haters suffer watching you live your best life. Don't let nobody get you down. You can do it. Proud of you guys. I really am. I appreciate each and every one of you. You're all wonderful people in my eyes. And I hope we all have a wonderful year. Welcome to Fuck Home.
To 2021.
Yes, sir.
Big things, big moves, all coming. Potential to be the best year yet. Let's make it happen.
Let's get it.
That's going to be a wrap on episode 21. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.